Chapter 7. Rec Number 3 Iscariot Jmanuel Sunanda. Tuesday, August 8, 1989, 1 p.m. Year 2, Day 357. Thank you, Dharma, let us continue for we have much to cover. At this time we will consider another subject which comes under much discussion and is totally misunderstood and arranged, most conveniently by human rules. It is the matter of what you call the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day. One day as Jmanuel and some of his disciples walked through a field of corn, the disciples pulled out some of the ears from the corn stalks and ate of them. Always there were the hangers-on, who followed to spy on Jmanuel and his disciples. I believe it to be much like your newsprint reporters who give no peace to your notable ones of today. At any rate, when the Pharisees saw that the disciples had pulled forth the corn, they spoke to Jmanuel. Behold, your disciples are doing something that is unlawful on a Sabbath day. But he responded, Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? When he went into the house of God and ate the bread exhibited there which they were not supposed to eat, either they who were with him, but which only the priests were allowed to eat. So be it. Or, have you not read in the book of laws that the priests enter into the temple on the Sabbath day, yet they are without guilt? Verily I say to you, you generation of vipers, a stone will turn into bread before no work may be done the Sabbath day. The law that the Sabbath day be kept, holy, is only a man-made law, without logic, and so are many of the man-made laws which are contrary to the laws of the creation. False prophets and distorters of the scriptures are those who are guilty of these foolish and false laws which contradict the laws of the creation and of nature. Thus the law of man is to keep the Sabbath day holy and not to work on that day. A law which escapes logic is a law resulting from false teaching of the human spirit. Verily I say unto you, no day is more holy than any other day albeit labeled Sabbath, and no law commands that no work be done on the Sabbath day. How is it you establish which is the Sabbath day? Does the cow know she is not to give her milk on the Sabbath day? Do not the farm animals need a food and nurturing on the Sabbath? The cycle of nature does not stop because of the Sabbath, and therefore, the law of man is foolish indeed. Nay, the Sabbath day is a day like any other day in which the daily chores may be done and in fact, must be done that responsibilities are not shirked and unneeded suffering placed upon innocent creatures. Man has a will of his own and he is also the Lord of the Sabbath day as it was written in the old scriptures and laws which were not adulterated by false prophets, distorters and Pharisees. Thereafter, he went on and entered into their synagogue where he continued to teach the people. And behold, there came a man with a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? This they asked in order to build of a case against him. He responded to them, You hypocrites, if you had eyes, ears, and understanding, you could see, hear, and understand. But you are blind and without understanding, for you lack the knowledge to see, hear, and understand nature, and you also lack the enlightenment regarding the laws of the creation to enable you to see, hear, and understand that the creation does not keep Sabbath day holy. Every day the creation turns the stars in the sky, controlling the sun, the winds and the rains, and feeding all creatures upon the earth. The waters run in their channels and everything takes its natural course, on this Sabbath day as on the next Sabbath day, as it was created by the creation. But is not man more than all creatures and plants, since he is Lord above them all when he adheres to the true laws? You generation of serpents, you distorters of the scriptures who, because of your own greed for money and power, spread false teachings. Who among you, if he has a single sheep, and it falls into a hole on a Sabbath day, would not seize it and pull it out? How much more does a man count than does a sheep, and your deceitful and false teachings? Then he spoke to the man with the withered and useless hand, Stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was whole again. The Pharisees went out and again took counsel as to how they could murder Jmanuel, since he exposed their lies and false teachings and more so, did so in front of all the people. When Jmanuel heard these intentions, he went away. Many followed him, and he healed all who were in need of healing. He petitioned them to keep their silence, for he feared that he would be captured and would needs suffer the death of a martyr. He did, however, continue uninhibited, to go about the land teaching and revealing wisdom to the people of all the lands in which he ventured. Dharma, let us have a break here for I wish separation of this segment from the next. The following portion is most personal to me, Judas Iscariot, and I wish it to hold example unto you once. Salu, I take my leave for this portion.